Hi, my name is Ronan McGreevy from the Irish Times, and yesterday in this newspaper I highlighted the issue that most of the national media in this country have ignored, which is the plight of Leitrim. Leitrim County, that had no TD in the last Dáil, and because of changes made by the Electoral Commission in 2008, is unlikely to have a TD in this Dáil either. To go back to how this happened, we have to go back to 2004 when the Electoral Commission decided that the Sligo-Leitrim constituency, which was a four-seat constituency, was no longer big enough to have four TDs. So the solution that the Electoral Commission came up with was to divide Leitrim into two, Sligo North Leitrim and Roscommon South Leitrim. And given that the population of the county is only 28,000, there was warnings at the time that this would mean that Leitrim would not have enough votes in either end of the constituency to return a TD. And this is exactly what happened in 2007. John Ellis, who was the incumbent Fianna Fáil TD for the best part of 20 years, lost his seat. There was a lot of anger in Leitrim about this. So in 2007, after the general election, the Save Leitrim campaign was set up to try and have the county reunified, because the Electoral Commission was going back to look at the constituency boundaries again. They ran a very effective campaign, or so they thought. Half the submissions to the Electoral Commission were about Leitrim, about the reunification of the county. There was also a petition with 15,000 signatures. But unfortunately, the Electoral Commission, in their wisdom, decided, instead of reuniting the country and putting it back to county and putting it back together again, they would further divide the county. So they took 3,376 votes from South Leitrim, which almost had a quota. You need 25% of the seats, 25% of the votes to get a quota in a three-seat constituency. So they had 24.4% of the vote, which was 18,992 population of South Leitrim in 2007. In this general election, it's going to be 15,616, which is 20.1% of the population. So, in other words, even if every person in Leitrim wanted to vote in the constituency for a Leitrim candidate, it wouldn't be enough to elect a Leitrim TD. Similarly, in North Leitrim, the population is 9,958 in 2007. That's been increased to 13,334, but it's only 18% of the total electorate, which is 74,228 in Sligo North Leitrim. So that's only 18%. So again, in that constituency too, even if everybody Leitrim voter voted for a Leitrim TD, for a Leitrim candidate, there wouldn't be a TD at the end of it. So you can see the dilemma that Leitrim people face. There's a lot of anger on the doorstep about this. There's also a lot of anger generated against the two parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, which both voted to accept the Electoral Commission recommendations. And this is something that Sinn Féin, which is the only party with a chance of returning a Leitrim TD, has been harping on about in the campaign. Councillor Martin Kenny in Roscommon South Leitrim has said repeatedly that it was Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael decided to accept the Electoral Commission recommendations on the partition of Leitrim because it suited both of those parties to keep Sinn Féin out of power. And when you think that Sinn Féin got 20% of the vote in the county in the last general election, they may well have a point. Now, the one Leitrim candidate who has a slight chance of getting elected is Councillor Michael Colreevy in Sligo North Leitrim. He is a Sinn Féin candidate. He will get a lot of votes in North Leitrim, where there is no candidate from the major parties, but he also has a very strong Sligo Town vote. He was brought up Sligo Town, so he would have a lot of contacts there. So he has an outside chance, but the problem is that Sinn Féin do not transfer well. It is very likely that when the push comes to shove on the last seat, that transfers will go within the county. So Sligo voters will vote for Sligo candidates and transfer to Sligo candidates, etc. And given the imbalance of population, the county will once again be left without a TD in the next Dáil, and probably in succeeding Dáils as well.